Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. We've been talking about immigration. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. For those of you just tuning in, Utah has enacted a new piece of legislation. I guess it just went into effect, which essentially allows the police to run citizenship checks on anybody that they ticket. Anybody that's arrested, even for the most piddly of offense, they'll be able to run a check. So actually, if they want to run a check on somebody, they can just come up with a reason to ticket them for something. So if they don't like the way you look, or they think you're a little too brown, they'll just, you know, come up with something. They can always come up with something, right? I mean, anybody that's been pulled over by the police for some nonsense like your light is out on your license plate or something like that, where usually you'll get a warning for a minor offense like that, like you better fix this or else we're going to get you next time. Now they'll just skip right to an arrest or right to a ticket, which is essentially an arrest. Mm-hmm. And then they'll use that as their excuse to go ahead and do a little citizenship check on you first before they let you go. So that's where it's going in Utah.
How do they even check that? I mean, I wouldn't even know how they go about checking that.
That's something I would like to know as well. It's not described here in this piece from the Associated Press as far as how they would go about doing something like that. But
I mean, I can't even imagine how I would prove that I was a United States citizen to some cop on the road. I don't even know.
It's an excellent question, Mark.
You need your big eagle tattoo just showing at all times.
Rest assured, if you don't have the ability to prove it, or they don't have the ability to find out, then maybe they'll just hold you in a cell until they can determine it.
Right. Well, and
you can have your wife come and bring you your birth certificate. So maybe that'll.
Lots of people don't have those. Where's Obama's?
Yeah, but then they'll check his wife, too.
Good point. So let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls. Tony is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys and girls?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Let me say, as far as it comes to things like the TSA, the DHS, the Patriot Act, they all disgust and outrage me.
Mm.
However, thinking about immigration, in my mind, I view it as a fairly serious problem. I'm sure it's over-exaggerated, but something needs to be done. I'm not supportive of a state ID either, and especially the little clip I just heard you guys talking about them pulling me over, making up a reason, and then demanding my papers. It's like it reminds me of a Nazi checkpoint.
Absolutely.
So here are our options. Now, this is where you are sitting.
My question is, and I guess that's where you were going.
Yep.
But what else? What the hell? What else can we do? I mean, okay. We got it. It's a problem, and we need to fix it.
Let me address that.
And I'd say legalize drugs, and stop having our federal government send weapons to these cartels, and that would fix the problem.
Legalizing drugs would fix a lot of problems. There's no doubt about that.
That is not realistic today, though. It is realistic to do some kind of citizen check. What else can we do?
So, first off, the first thing you could do is, rather than advocate for stopping, people who want to work hard to feed their families and build a better life for themselves and consequently build a better nation for the United States, in whole, you could advocate for, say, work visa programs. That's something that the presidential candidate Gary Johnson is talking about, and it's a really great program. Everybody'd be tracked. They get an opportunity to get a work visa.
Well, that sounds great. Track everybody.
This is what things that people are concerned with. Another option is, hey, let's stop welfare. Stop, public school. Stop all these ways. Stop hospitals being forced to give medical care to people that they, don't want to give it to, that they don't believe are going to, be able to pay or whatever. Stop forcing people to pay for other people's mistakes and other people's lives, whether they're United States citizens or whether they're Mexican citizens or whether they're, Argentinian citizens. It doesn't matter to me. If you advocate for freedom in that area, then it doesn't really matter who comes here to want to build a better life for themselves, because you won't get the stray cats of the world coming here to get the freebies. This is how Europe was basically destroyed, is giving away all these freebies People come from all over, and you know they want, hey, give us some free stuff. We come here to not work. Hey, isn't that awesome? And as a result, since they don't interact, they don't assimilate. Since they don't assimilate, then you've got these other cultures that you know that everybody's talking about. There's Sharia law in Great Britain, and you know the fact is there is some Sharia law going on in Great Britain. You know why? Because the immigrants haven't had to assimilate because they're paying them to come over and sit on their butts. Who wants that crap?
I'm a little socially, I lean more Democratic, but I'm equally disgusted by both major existing parties. I don't know. I think we do have to reach out to some of the poorer people. I was just telling somebody, I think we got to kill 80% of the entitlements. But I'm not for, I wouldn't personally be too supportive of just eliminating entitlements that way so people wouldn't come here to get a slice of the pie.
Yeah, and I'd like to just add to that back in the day when I was a liberal and I tried to get just food stamps because I was starving to death, the only way that they offer it to women is if they're pregnant. And so it gives them a huge incentive to have irresponsible pregnancies, which just, you know, bumps up the population of all these, you know, underprivileged people that really need these handouts.
Now, Tony, if you're willing to get rid of 80% of the entitlements as a Democratic sort, do you really think the government's the best institution to administer that other 20%? I mean, really, with all the Red Cross and the United Way and all these really efficient organizations compared to the federal government, don't you think that 20% could come from free people who want to help each other?
I had just proposed to somebody jokingly, but I was kind of serious. I can't say what I wanted to call it on the air, but we'll call it a jerk tax.
Okay.
I said I'm willing to pay an additional, we'll have an opt-in and opt-out jerk tax. I'm willing to pay an additional 3% to help the poor. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Well, but I'd like to give 5% of my, I'd like to give 5% to anything that wasn't the government.
I'm putting your picture in the newspaper as a jerk.
Fine.
Let's do that by all means. But that's not realistic either.
I don't think I heard what you said, Mark, because you talked over him.
Well, what I was trying to say I would pay 5%, but I would pay it to a private organization because I don't think that the government is the right organization to administer this stuff.
No, they're horribly inefficient. Most of their money is lost on their workers or in bureaucracy, paperwork, and stuff like that.
I think that there's great organizations out there that'll help the poor, but I think there's some organizations out there that enable the poor. Let's give free food to people who don't want to work.
Right, and if you aren't free to choose between those organizations, then you've got a very inefficient situation set up where it is likely to, as you said, Meg, support the government bureaucrats mostly that run the program, not so much the people that actually do need real assistance.
Over 2 weeks, I met with 8 social workers to be told I couldn't be given money.
Well, they have food on their tables.
Oh yeah,
you can rest assured on that.
But even if we get Ron Paul elected, or even a Gary Johnson, I just don't. These things aren't going to change. And what we can change immediately. I mean, I wasn't aware of the two ways you said to work on the immigration reform, but it needs to be done immediately rather than 16 years down the line from now.
I see where you're coming from, and I don't blame you for coming from this perspective. Like, you're looking at the suggestions Mark made, and you're saying, well, that's really radical, and it's not very – you used the term realistic earlier, and you said, well, what can we do that's realistic?
Right.
And unfortunately, usually the people that are coming from that perspective are saying, well, okay, yeah, that's all great. Let's get rid of the welfare, and I support what you're saying, Mark, but it's not very realistic. So in the meantime, let's have a crackdown on freedom. And you don't really want that. You don't sound like somebody who's too excited by that based on what you said earlier. But on the other hand, you feel like that you're out of options. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are coming from that perspective. But the thing that you're missing is just because it's realistic, and you're right, it is realistic that the government will move towards more tyranny and that the government will pass more inspection checkpoints and these programs that we're talking about here. That's certainly a realistic position. That's true. However, it's also presuming that it will somehow be effective. And I thank you for the call tonight. And that's something to think about, because if you look at government programs, we were just talking about the inefficiency and the ineffectiveness of them. The idea that just because you can think of some sort of a crackdown or ID check program or whatever, just because you can envision it, doesn't mean it's going to play out in the way that you think it's going to. Remember, you're putting bureaucrats in charge of whatever this program is. And we'll come back and focus on that a little more. 800-259-9231.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold-processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the immigration question, the various different aspects of it, specifically the police state crackdown that is seems to be imminent. 1-800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so you can enjoy those on us. Features including the webcam. You can go watch and listen to the show for free and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page. You don't have to chat, though. It's just there if you want it. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And coming up, in just a few weeks, June 20th through the 26th, the biggest freedom-themed event of 2011 is happening. It is the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it has something for everybody that loves liberty. If you've got a family, bring them up, because there are all kinds of family fun events. If you're single or a couple, come on up, because lots of different people are going to be here, and it's really all about the people. It's about meeting hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Obviously, you probably won't be able to meet hundreds of them, but they're there, and you'll probably meet dozens of them, because there's a lot of people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and a lot of different opportunities to get together and have fun and play games and socially interact. And there's going to be Buzz's bigger gay dance party this year, wow, which I think is going to be pretty awesome, and at least from what I hear. And in addition to that, there may even be like a rave party of some sort. I haven't heard that is like confirmed yet, but I know that there are some people that are talking about that and planning it. A number of different things are going to be going on. There's like a, I guess, some sort of, but not really a battle of the bands, but more of just a series of bands that will be playing. There will be some competitive things happening, like the Soapbox Idol contest, where people who have something to say will get up on stage and say it into a microphone and will be judged at the end of the contest. One person will come out the winner of the Soapbox Idol. And so those things are happening. Karaoke, there's a contest there, I think, as well. So lots of different things going on. Humans versus zombies. I don't know how that works, but it sounds like fun.
No,
so,
I want to participate, and I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, so go to porkfest.com to learn more about what's happening. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live. And that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So, because we're actually going to be there for twice as long this time this year. This year, they've made it a longer event. It was just a weekend-focused thing, and people were just coming early over the last few years. They were just showing up at the beginning of the week simply because being around these folks is so great. It's so cool to hang around with people who actually understand what the ideas of liberty mean. It's really exciting. So go to porkfest.com. You owe it to yourself if you love liberty to be around the best community of liberty-oriented people that there is. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And you can use our code, by the way, to save 20%. That's Free Talk Live, all run together as one word, Free Talk Live at porkfest.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want. Immigration is certainly the topic on the table, but you don't have to go to that issue. Of course, we were pointing out a moment ago that some people will look at this immigration issue and they may agree with some of the things that we're saying. They may agree that it's a good idea to end the war on drugs. That it's, in fact, that was I believe what Tony had suggested earlier. He actually suggested ending the war on drugs, and mm-hmm. I agree, that's a great idea. That would go a long way to ending the violence that is typically associated, because a lot of people will point to immigrants and they'll say they're drug dealers and they're violent. Well, some of them are drug dealers and some of them are violent, mm-hmm. and if we didn't have prohibition, then we wouldn't have a lot of those problems as we had with alcohol prohibition.
And statistically, there are no more violent immigrants, people of, the fact is people of Latin descent are no more violent than people in their age groups of white descent. I've looked at statistics. We've interviewed authors on this. It's just not true. It's a bigoted statement.
Yeah, there's a lot of bigotry out there on this mm-hmm. issue. We haven't really touched too much on that. But looking at the these suggestions that we might make on this show, like, yeah, you Free Talk Live guys, you want freedom, and that's great and everything, and freedom sounds great, but it's not realistic. So let's focus on what's realistic, like growing the size of government, because that is realistic, isn't it? It's much more realistic if your government, if you look at what government has done over the span of your life, if you look at what it's done, it's constantly gotten bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive, and so it's reasonable and realistic to expect that that will continue. Until somebody, you, is willing to say something otherwise and do something about making it change and do something about refusing to obey and going along to get along and actually seeing some level of refusal to obey this massive police state that is being built. Because if what you're calling for is what's realistic, and that is, well, you know, until we can get rid of welfare and until we can end the war on drugs, which that's not going to happen anytime soon, we might as well crack down on immigrants. You're asking for more government. You're telling the government, please, give me more. I like what you're doing. Oh, yeah, I don't like these things over here, but I know you're not going to change that. So give me some more government in these areas in which I think it might be more effective. But in point of fact, it won't be, because you're still talking about government. You're still talking about the most inefficient, stupid, slow bureaucracy in the entire, you know, the whole of all of humanity, the worst way to organize human beings. That's what we're talking about here. And you're essentially talking about having more more of a police state.
Yeah, show me the time that government spending has decreased. You know, well, we solved this problem, now we can just decrease. I'd love to see it.
Let's talk to Jim, listening in Indy to WXNT. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Jim, in Indy. He's gone. Let's try Tom, listening in Indy to WXNT. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
Ian said earlier, or it may have been Mark, forgive me if I'm incorrect, somebody said a so-called American citizen, and it wasn't something you could prove. Could you elaborate on that? I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because, yeah, I did not recount that as I should have. Yeah, go ahead and prove that there is such a thing as a citizen, because it really can't be done. And I have to give credit to Mark Stevens on this one. He's the one that opened my eyes on this, and it's really...
Although, if you try and explain it to a bureaucrat, they're just going to look at you like you're insane.
Oh, of course.
I attempted that at the DMV and failed miserably.
First, you have to come up with a definition of what is a citizen.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell me? Do you know what the definition of a citizen is?
No, but if I had to guess, I would say I was born in one of the United States, and that's part of the federal, you know, group that we refer to as the United States.
Well, a state is an idea, so you weren't born in an idea. You were born on a plot of land. People commonly call those plots of lands states, but a state is really more of an idea that was formed between men to control other men. So you weren't born within the idea.
I think his definition is functionally accurate, though. A citizen is a term that the government generally uses to lay claim to one of its minions. The United States government used to use the term subject.
Oh, they still do. The police departments will call you a subject.
They use it less than they used to, but they'll still use the term subject. And people find it distasteful in this country, so now they use the term citizen. But in fact, it's just a claim of ownership over you from the government.
Yeah, the definition of a citizen, if you look it up, is essentially that you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So it's supposed to be a deal. It's supposed to be, and you'll see the government people talking on television about how it's their duty to protect you. You know, it's the government, we protect you. That's what we do. You know, Barack Obama, George Bush, they've all said these things. Of course, they're not telling you the truth, because they're government people, they're politicians, they lie. Maybe they don't even know, but the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, and I'll bring you back here in a moment if you want to comment on this, so hang with us if you'd like. At 800-259-9231. But the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that there is no obligation to protect you. Mm-hmm. So if there is no obligation to protect you, then there could not be any duty on your part to obey them. I'm sorry, the deal is done. There is no deal in the first place, because they've already broken the main tenet of it. 1-800-259-9231. I hope I made that clear. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include various different listening options. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com for access to our live streams in both broadband and dial-up flavors, running around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live airing constantly there for you. Plus, you can learn about our 97 great radio stations across the country. They carry the show at various times throughout the week. In addition to that, our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as the free-to-air satellite option. Webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, Tom dropped off a line there a moment ago, but we've been talking about immigration and some of the real problems that face the federal government as far as them trying to do something. Like, people want them to do something about immigration. They perceive problems, and there are some problems that likely have been caused, or in many cases been caused by the government and their various different programs.
I see all of them caused by government.
A lot of the problems in society have certainly been caused by government, and the solution to those problems is not to add more on top. It's not, I understand, it's realistic that that's what's going to happen. Like, that's what they do. They grow and they get more intrusive, but that's not the solution. The government has never solved government's problems. It just aggravates them.
That's government's trick. Government's trick is to create a solution for a problem, and then that solution causes greater problems, and they'll create greater solutions to greater problems and greater. That's the spiral. That's why there's bigger government, because government can't actually solve problems. It doesn't have the right mechanisms for fixing problems.
It doesn't matter who you put in charge of this program. Again, we got now Utah and Arizona now with more immigration checks, and as far as like running checks on you if you get a ticket, there's going to be more of this. But there are also checkpoints as well in the southern area of the country.
Not only does it not fix the problems, but it creates more problems just because you put people in those positions of power that see it as an excuse to abuse it.
You know,
they get the opportunity to, you know, if somebody talks back to them, well, now they have this authority that they can abuse on that person just for simply, you know, disagreeing with them or
absolutely,
you know, looking at them funny or
yeah,
whatever.
Maybe they'll just lock you up for a few hours if you talk back to them,
yeah,
and then they'll let you go. And of course, they know there's nothing that can be done to them for doing that. There's no kind of consequences that the bureaucrats themselves will face. And indeed, here over at the Associated Press piece, they're pointing out that the ACLU is saying here that, you know, the fallout from this law could be that there'd be more racial profiling and unlawful detention of U.S. citizens. And, Mark, you pointed out this is already happening, where these people who are supposedly checking citizenship will make a mistake. You know, sometimes the wrong name is on the wrong list or the right name is on the, well, you know, there's just problems when it comes to bureaucracy. There's, you know, there's snafus, there are errors, there are mishaps. And when the error happens in your name, well, you may end up in a detention center as a result of that.
Right.
And then when you finally get out of there, good luck suing them. This is the federal government we're talking about here. They're completely immune from that stuff. So if you end up having your freedom stolen from you in the name of, you know, in the name of enforcing these immigration laws, how will you feel then? Will you walk out of the immigration detention center after you've been in there for a week as somebody's been trying to dig up your birth certificate, whatever other demands they make on your family members, who hopefully you'll be able to get in touch with them from inside these centers? Because I don't know about you, but
I'm not dying to give you your phone call, by the
right,
way.
Right. Being in jails and detention centers isn't exactly the easiest place to, you know, especially if you don't have numbers memorized, not exactly the easiest place to get the word out that you're there in the first place. So after you, if let's presume you do walk out after several hours or maybe a few days, are you going to just pat yourself on the back for being a good little citizen? And hey, this is just the price we have to pay, you know, to keep those darn immigrants out, when all the whole while you've got on one side, you've got a major enforcement effort. You've got people getting pulled over for license plate lights being out and checked, having their immigration checked, and all other manner of intrusions onto liberty. On the other side of that coin, you mentioned the corruption. Well, then you've got news stories that are going to be hitting about how Border Patrol agents or whoever it is that's enforcing this stuff continue to get caught for assisting immigrants in coming here, for drug trafficking and other things like that. There's no shortage of these stories.
The only way you're ever going to stop illegal immigration to the United States is either A, allow people to come here on, you know, in a much easier way, whether it's work visas or whatever, or B, to crack down to the point that this is a police state and they just don't want to come anymore.
Right, to crack down to the point where they're sitting in Guatemala and saying, yeah, I'd rather stay here.
Yeah, boy, yeah. I love this banana republic. At least we don't live in the United States where they got a big fence and they won't let them leave anymore.
Yeah, to the point where I don't want to be here. Well, it's already reaching that point.
Well, I don't know where you're going to go. The United States is, you know, still it's in the top 10 of freest places in the world, and so, you know, it's sad to see how it slipped. But where
if
else
we are one of the top 10 freest. I mean, at this point, I don't think I can leave the country.
What is that?
I don't have a passport.
A passport allows you to get into other countries. The United States won't actually check your passport on the way out, I don't believe.
Really?
Yeah, why would they? It's coming back in that they would care about.
Interesting. I wonder about that. If you know that for sure, I'd love to know. At 800-259-9231, maybe it used to be that way, maybe they've changed that, or maybe Mark's right. But let's get your thoughts on whatever you want to discuss. Shadow is on the line listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Shadow.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, when I tuned in earlier with you all, you made a talk about the thing out in Utah and about, well, you know, thinking it might stop them if they look a little too brown or something. Well, I've lived in Utah. I'm a Mormon, been one since September of 1st, 1990. And that's mainly Mormons out there. And we don't operate that way. In fact, a lot of our people, when they go on missions and other lands, they marry the people there. Like my bishop out there had a Mexican wife, two daughters and two sons, and I've never, nobody cared. Utah, I was also told recently that they've been giving out the driver's licenses. In fact, illegal aliens out there. They know the people are illegal, but they issue them driver's licenses anyway. So they're not playing that kind of game in Utah. In fact, I'm going back to Utah after the first of the year.
So wait, you're saying that your impression of being in Utah was that this sort of immigration crackdown wouldn't be happening there?
No, we Mormons, we don't play that game.
Apparently some of them do, if it passes.
Well, not the Mormons, though. But there's non-Mormons there, yes.
Okay,
I see.
But,
very
but
interesting.
But Mormons, we don't look at things that way, man. We're not that stupid.
Would Mormons be willing to, like, kind of, I guess, house immigrants and assist them? Or was it just more like look the other way?
They help them if they could, but they we just don't care. We don't play this this game y'all are talking about. It's just not who we are.
Thanks for the call tonight, Shadow. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting perspective.
Something to be proud of if it's in fact true.
Yeah,
1-800-259-9.
I'm gonna have to take your word for it.
Yep, thanks for the call tonight, Shadow. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. Here's a little bit more information. Washington County Sheriff Corey Pulsifer said, "We're not going to be knocking on doors or rounding up people in the parks
today."
Exactly. Not yet. The people we're coming in contact with are already engaged in other criminal behavior.
Right. Everything in the United States is now a crime.
Sure it is.
There's like always something they can get you for. Yeah. Ask any cop you know if he can go ahead and if he can figure out some way to get somebody, anybody he wants, just give him, arrest them for something or ticket them for something. That's
absolutely
all they need is a ticket to do this.
Correct. The citizenship status of anyone booked into a Utah jail or for a felony or drunken driving is already checked because of a law in 2008, but this new law goes further, allowing officers to arrest people for minor offenses if they can't prove their legal presence in the country, which has frightened many Hispanics, according to one of the police chiefs out there. Already the department is hearing from shelters and rape crisis centers about victims who refuse to talk to the police because they fear deportation.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. And a lot of people think that this doesn't concern them at all just because, they're the white person who doesn't have a problem with that. But do you have one friend who's even, slightly tan compared to the rest of the population around you? You're going to get hassled if you're hanging out with that friend as well.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Still time for your thoughts here. 800-259-9231. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here in even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your thoughts, perhaps, at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Meg is joining us courtesy of her website, LibertyFlare.com. What is Liberty Flare?
Just little one-inch buttons that have Liberty phrases, pictures, and designs on them. Some of them which promote and offer money to great Liberty organizations out there.
So you could flare yourself all up with these things, put them on backpacks, put them on your shirt, them on
anywhere, your purse, bag. I actually have some on my high school backpack that haven't fallen off yet, and so I'm still promoting a band that probably doesn't even exist anymore.
They're holding on.
Yeah, they're great. They're very nice, and you do a great job with them, and very, very affordable. Yeah. So it's a great way to get a conversation started.
Yep, and come up to Porkfest, and I will have lots there.
And you can save on shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Not that shipping is very expensive either.
No.
Little buttons. So go to LibertyFlare.com. You can order some of those from Meg. That's LibertyFlare.com. As we continue with your phone calls here, let's talk to John, listening in Charleston to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, John.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if I got in on the horse end of what you were talking about, but I have the privilege of having a grandfather and grandmother that came from Beirut, Lebanon to this country. They went to New York. They kissed the ground when they got there. They became American citizens. Until the day they died, they still hadn't learned English. They were still speaking their native tongue. But they did it legally. They raised 10 children. My grandfather carried a bar across his back with big leather suitcases. They called him Cheap John the Peddler. He would go out in the coal mines and sell costume jewelry, tobacco, weapons, pistols, you know. But he didn't have food stamps. He didn't have welfare. And he didn't come here illegally. I have a problem. If you want to come to this country... And
what
I'm
year was it that they came? You said they were your grandparents. What year are we talking about here?
Well, let's see. I'm 68 years old. They're dead now. I was 15 when my grandfather died.
So we're talking about the turn of the century, basically? The turn of the 20th century?
Yeah, probably. But
Would you guess that it was maybe a little easier to come here legally back then than it is today?
No, I think people still can come to this country legally. I've got a problem with the people crossing the border.
You didn't answer my question. Do you think it's more difficult today than it was 100 years ago?
Yeah, I did. No, I don't.
You
have no idea.
Highly mistaken. It's a lot more difficult. As a matter of fact, you can expect if you're a Mexican citizen that statistically you will never reach the United States if you put in an application for citizenship.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
It's a lot easier to swim that Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of bureaucratic paperwork.
Not only that, but you're also talking about fees. There's the mountain of paperwork, which is very difficult to traverse, but you also have the thousands upon thousands of dollars that these folks are demanded to pay by the federal government. In many cases, hundreds of dollars just to apply, as I understand it, for just to go through the application process, which could be just kicked right back in their face.
Yeah.
Or lost. In many cases, they will fill out a lot of these forms. They'll hire a lawyer. If they can't afford these things, they'll go through with the legal process, only to discover that they never heard. Wait, we never heard back from the bureaucracy. Let's call them up and see what's going on. Oh, well, we don't have your application form here. You'll just have to send us another one. Well, wait, you cashed my check. Oh, well, sorry about that. I guess you'll just need to apply again. I mean, there's all kinds of just roadblocks up.
And I have heard, don't quote me on this because I don't know if it's official, but I've heard Obama was trying to push something where they were going to try and make all the illegal immigrants currently in the United States give them priority on citizenship. So everybody, everybody who has applied is automatically put behind everybody already in the country.
Wow.
So it's like
a lot of good that did. Yeah. Going through the legal process.
Yeah. Way to go. You use the legal system.
Yeah. So his viewpoint, John's viewpoint, isn't uncommon. We've heard it before. This kind of idea that you can just waltz right in and just kiss the ground and, you know, fill out a form at the Ellis Island and you're in, just like his grandparents.
Yeah. Right. All of our grandparents, everybody who's, you know, in the United States, they're, you know, the vast majority of them had a situation like this where, you know, some of their grandparents, some of their great grandparents, they came here, they wanted to build a better life, and there wasn't any welfare. And I agree with him on that. I don't think there should be any welfare for anybody coming to this country. They shouldn't have that expectation. As far as I'm concerned, there shouldn't be any welfare for anybody in the country. I don't believe in entitlement programs. I don't think anybody's entitled to anything that I've worked for is that anybody else has worked for. I don't mind giving to charity. I enjoy giving to charity. I just don't think that it should be administered by the government. They're just far too inefficient. But, you know, it's really turning a blind eye to what it's like for people to try to get into this country. Why would they, when they, you know, so many of them, just 20 million, as I understand, quote-unquote illegal immigrants in this country, why in the world would you sit back and fill the forms out and try to get here legally? What's the point?
Let's continue with Ben, listening in Indy to WXNT. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was calling in regards, first off, you had a question about can you leave the country without a passport. Yes, they do. They do check. They used to only check your driver's license to go to Canada or Mexico and maybe a few select other countries. But
when I went to Canada, the United States government didn't check my driver's license.
What
the
year
Canadian
was that?
Government did.
What year was that?
That was their mistake.
There wasn't even an opportunity at that point.
I believe it was the Patriot Act that actually required this. But, yes, you used to be able to go to Canada, Mexico, and a few other select countries with only a driver's license. That is not true anymore.
Well,
you
I agree. Wait, just a second. I'm not saying that's so. What I'm saying is that the United States government doesn't check. I don't believe the United States government checks you when you go to Canada. I think the Canadian government does.
That was my experience back in, I think it was around 2007, I was checked by the Canadian government. But now, you are correct, Ben, coming back, the U.S. government is demanding that people have some form of government identification.
You cannot leave the country and come back without a passport.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not true either.
But that's not what I said. I said that I think the United States government does not check your passport on the way out.
Okay.
That's
like at an airport. Like at an international airport.
I just remember when the Patriot Act was passed. You may want to look this up. I could be wrong, but I believe that as part of the Patriot Act, citizens were required to get passports to even go to Mexico, and that's why I remember it, because I remember going to Mexico. But that's not really why
it's
called. I'll say that's not, you know, I'm wrong on that.
No, Ben, you're right. You're just not quite getting the very fine point that I'm making here. You need the government will claim that you need a passport to go to Mexico and come back. All I've been saying here is that I don't believe the United States government checks your passport when you leave. They check it when you come back.
I can't argue that anymore because I don't know what to reference. All I remember was the law that required you to get one.
In addition, the requirement you're talking about isn't actually a requirement. It's just that that's what they're telling people. So we've actually had a guy who's called to say that he has regularly walked across the southern border and has come back without any form of identification on him whatsoever. They will take him and they will lecture him for a few hours and hold him, but eventually they do let him back into the country. So whether that has changed now or not, I don't know. We haven't heard an update on that in a while, but there's still a good chance that you could come back in without having a passport, despite
what the
rules
say. Government says that you have to have a passport to come back in.
So, Ben, you were calling for some of the reasons, so go quick.
I was calling about the immigration. I understand there definitely needs to be immigration reform. You guys are right. The miles of paperwork, all that stuff, it is outlandish, but it is a law, and until we find a better way to do it, there just have to be guidelines. I'm interested in your opinion. Hold on. I'm interested in your opinion on that issue, and let me make my last point. I'll hang up. But if a young driver is driving a vehicle and they are pulled over in any state and they do not have identification identifying them as even old enough to drive a vehicle, they are going to hold that person there until it is determined that they are of age and eligible to drive that vehicle.
That's
whether
correct.
It be a driver's license or a birth certificate. American citizens have to deal with the same thing. You go to a gas station, you need to prove you're 18 to buy cigarettes.
I do
you
not support any of these 21. Things. I don't support any of those things.
Right.
And I thank you for the call.
What the government has done by making gas station attendants ID people is sort of deputize them and turn them into their little unpaid police. I think that's wrong.
Let's bring McFall on here briefly in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you got enough time, McFall, but you got about 20 seconds. McFall in Pennsylvania. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So the idea that they deputize these folks and turn them into the little workers for them, the 14th Amendment said that there would be no involuntary servitude. What does it mean when I have to check somebody's ID and do work for the government? That turns me into the government slave.
That's right. We'll see you tomorrow
unpaid.
Night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.